It's Local Manufacturing Week here on 88.7 MyFM. Today, I'm visiting Rebecca Miracle, Mohawk Feathersmith. Rebecca, thank you very much for having me in today.
So to start things off, can you tell me a bit about just what you do, what you get up to in a day?
I am a fourth generation traditional Mohawk Feathersmith and medicine healer. And I come from a long line of artists, musicians, wordsmiths, for lack of a better term, and this is what I have done, is I've taken on the family business and have created my own style of what it is I do. I've went to powwow and with my grandparents and my parents, and my grandfather started the first gift shop here in Tyendinaga in 1957, and so continuing on that legacy of craftsmanship and creating offerings to the community and to people from all over the world that come in. I manufacture everything myself. I have no people in the back. It's just me. And it's that way because of the medicine that I hold and the energy that I choose to put into things to carry it forward to other people. It's not only, it has to be medicine for me first before it's medicine for other people. I have to go through the process of putting in the words, our Thanksgiving address that we say to creation as we walk in our gratitude and in the creating that we do, putting that medicine in every piece I do so that when it leaves my shop, when it goes through that door, that its instruction is to be for every person's highest good. It's important with whatever I create, whether it's a hair piece or a framed piece or a smudge feather, whatever it is, that it's really, it's good for that.
Next question is, how long have you been in business? So how long has it been you at the helm here?
So I have this brick and mortar shop here in the territory. Rebecca Miracle Mohawk Feathersmith Gift and Gallery is the name of my business. And it has been in existence now since 2016. But I have always worked out of my home and have done a lot of wholesaling. A lot of traveling to conferences and shows and powwows. It's how I've always made my living. It's how I was raised, and it's how I've raised my children and am raising my kids and now grandchildren.
Oh, that's awesome. And then last question, can you tell me a bit about sort of why you enjoy what you do and others you work with, and you mentioned your family, sort of why you guys enjoy this?
Well, for me, it's become about what is my medicine. In the beginning, my name, Rebecca Miracle, is my English given name, but my grandfather named me Garakwine, which means she brings the light. And I know that I'm here to fulfill a role and a responsibility. And I also said that I am a medicine healer as well. I come from the Bear Clan, and Bear Clan people are medicine people. And so in everything that I do, I put a little bit of my culture, my gratitude, my prayer to creation in everything that I create. So for me, creating and making these offerings for myself are an extension of who I am. So I continue to give that medicine outwards, you know, paying it forward, right? And so I have a lot of people from my clientele that come from Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal. I ship all over the world, and people gravitate to the energy of things that I create. The energy of the natural world, the spiritual aspect of it. A lot of people gravitate to my shop because of what I bring to the table in that sense.
Cool. Perfect. Already.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you today. So I thank you very much for having me in.